Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be talking about a godly example, looking at some godly examples from Scripture, praying and talking about how to be a godly example, as well as how to follow a godly example, how to recognize one. And when I look at Scripture, it's so full of people that not only are godly examples, but lived life in a real way. And we find meaning. All of Scripture itself is meant to be an example. Instructional, transformational. The overall verse for the week's prayer focus is 1 Corinthians 10, verses 11 through 12, and it says, "These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." You see, even the things that are recorded in Scripture, the consequences of sin, the consequences of rejecting God, the consequences of selfishness, the consequences of all of our own stuff are there as examples for us, as well as the positive examples of how to do life right. And today we're going to start off with what I would say is the ultimate example, and that's Jesus. And the godly example to serve others. John 13, verses 14 and 15 says, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." The example of Jesus was to serve. As he gathered at what we call the Last Supper, this gathering before his arrest, before that trial and the crucifixion, his death, burial, and resurrection. He and his disciples had gathered, and no one was there to perform the customary service of washing their feet before they ate. In their day, that would be similar to us gathering after a day of work and no one washing their hands. It was kind of unthought of to gather and recline at a meal without having your feet washed. And there was generally a servant, considered one of the lower class or even lowest class servants, that their job was to wash the feet of the guests, those who would come in. And if you go back and look at the story, Jesus had borrowed this room so that the disciples could gather, so that they could spend time with Jesus. And evidently the borrowing of this room did not include the servants. It did not include those who would normally take care of that task. And I'm guessing, because it seems to be a cultural norm, that every one of those people around that table realized that it had not been done. But not one of them offered to do it. At least not until Jesus got up and took off his outer cloak and wrapped a towel around himself and took a basin of water and began to wash their feet. all of them. From John, the beloved, to Peter, the outspoken, to Judas, the betrayer. Peter objects. He thinks, well, this isn't right. And he did not understand, but he also did understand, I think. I think it crossed his mind at that very moment that Jesus was washing his feet or attempting to begin that he should have done that. That any one of them should have done that. That Jesus was far more deserving of honor than any one of them. And I wonder how often we fail to serve because we fail to see how others deserve honor. We fail to see who is in our midst. Officiated a wedding ceremony recently where the bride and groom chose to wash one another's feet during the service, kind of in that place where many times you might see a unity candle or some part of the ceremony designed to signify that unity that they desired and that they were going into marriage with. And it was the first I had ever seen this done in a wedding. And I thought, how appropriate to enter into marriage with that symbolism and that reminder of the need to serve one another. And I'm one that believes that Jesus was teaching a principle. I don't see a problem with foot washing services. I always tell people that you schedule a foot washing service to serve as a reminder of this, and you're going to have people show up with the cleanest feet you've ever seen. But it's the principle behind it. The words of Jesus was, "You have seen me serve you, now serve one another." And sometimes we need to create opportunities to be reminded. This godly example of Jesus, knowing that He is God's Son, knowing that He is Lord, knowing that He is Master, knowing that He has all authority, choosing to serve. Rather than sitting back and saying, what about me? Rather than tapping somebody on the shoulder and saying, you really need to do this. But stepping up and saying, I will. How often do we go through life noticing and seeing and hearing opportunities to serve and immediately thinking of somebody that would be good at it? That isn't us. Rather than asking God, is this a task for me? I suspect if He brought it to our attention, if He caused us through His Spirit to notice it, that perhaps we're to be more involved than we want to be. And Jesus says that we ought to follow His example to realize the humility that it takes to willingly humble ourselves and serve. Jesus gave us that example. And I think he gave us the words just in case we missed the example. The disciples kind of needed it explained to them, and I think often we do too. In our culture, we tend to think of serving those that are of higher position or rank or authority than us. And we kind of justify that. We kind of work that out because we figure there are those that have, in our mind at least, that are of lower rank, position, or authority than us, and they get to serve us. But Jesus says in the kingdom, in his kingdom, it doesn't work that way. Well, it shouldn't be that way. That we ought to serve one another in love. We ought to serve one another according to their need. We ought to serve one another without partiality. We ought to serve one another without prejudice. We simply ought to serve one another. That's the godly example of Jesus that he has called us to follow. The question is, will we do it? Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, and your love has given us all that we need to grow in righteousness, to do good to all that we encounter. Not because we're so good, but because your Spirit dwells within us, because we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Father, today I pray that we would follow the godly example of service as we look at the life of Jesus and so many others in Scripture that served well. But I think specifically this example of washing the disciples' feet, of explaining to them, of calling them to take that example and live it out. Father, whether it's those that we love, whether it's those that are against us, whether it's those that are somewhere between those two extremes, we see the example of Jesus of serving. May we be more open, more willing, more obedient to serving without defining in our mind who deserves it. May our serving represent Jesus. May our love be seen in the way we serve. May the criteria that we've used in the past to make those determinations melt away as we understand this godly example of Jesus. When we notice the needs, may we be willing. And may our willingness lead us to action. God, today, may we be more aware than ever before of the need to serve. May we be more aware than ever before of the opportunities to serve. And may we learn from the example of Jesus. May we carry that example with us at all times. that godly example of service. And as we serve people, may we lift up Jesus in every way possible so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.